Happy Monday, the Sportscast. Welcome to the Sportscast, July 11th, 2022. If you haven't yet, please subscribe in all our channels, YouTube, Twitch, Twitter, and Apple Podcasts. You can listen to us on your favorite podcast directory. Also, you can listen to us on your smart speaker. If you're listening on Apple Podcasts, please leave a rating and a review. It will help us out tremendously. We're also on online digital radio. Visit us on thesportscast.net and also follow us on Twitter, thesportscast1. You could also download our app, The Sportscast, for the latest and greatest. A weekend in sports. Every Sunday I watch Wimbledon. I take Sunday morning off. I don't go to church. I sleep in and I watch tennis. Djokovic beat Kyrgios. That's how you say it. He's from Australia. His dad's Greek. It was kind of close, but Djokovic definitely took the win. His seven in total and fourth straight. But we can't talk about Wimbledon today because Ryan Christa doesn't watch tennis. Ryan, welcome back to the Sportscast.
Yeah, I watch a lot of things. But tennis is one thing I don't really get. You know, I don't have too much following into tennis, but that's all right. I think Djokovic is an extraordinary athlete who's achieved a lot. A lot more going on just in tennis, Santiago, that's for sure.
And you know who watches tennis? Ty Turner. He's a football player maniac, and he watches tennis. I think that's his second favorite sport.
Yeah, he's big in there. It's awesome, you know. Good for him. I got nothing against tennis. I think they're crazy great athletes. It's my thing.
Well, anyways, let's get started over the week, because we had a Friday show. We couldn't cover everything, so I invited Ryan back, and let's begin with the Portland Trail Blazers. Damian Lillard agreed to a $120 million extension with the Trail Blazers. Continues the loyalty, of course. There was some noise of him wanting to leave, but they keep him to the 25-26 season. And includes an option for the 26-27 season. This Blazer team, you know, let go of a lot of people. McCollum to New Orleans. But we hope the Blazers will rebuild. Your thoughts, Ryan?
Absolutely. Obviously, you know, Portland, you know, they don't want to just give up on their guy. And that's Damian. And Damian's always kind of preached loyalty and patience, you know, and he desperately just wants to bring a championship to Portland, you know, being the guy, and kind of like a Dirk Nowitzki, you know, in a way, just being the man who the center of the franchise, bringing a championship, you know, the city desperately wants one, you know, and obviously they went as far as they could with him and McCollum, and you know, and nothing against McCollum. It just wasn't – they weren't able to be championship contenders. So now they kind of tear down, and they're not going to completely rebuild because, you know, that's kind of what, you know, they sold Damian on. You know, he doesn't want to be part of a really bad team. Damian understands it might take a year or two, and that's kind of why he extended his contract, you know, this mega deal, you know. So it was good for both parties to keep, you know, their hometown guy, and he gets a nice payday, that's for sure.
Lillard now becomes one of the highest total earners in NBA history with an estimated $451 million in career earnings. So he's one of the highest earning. Not bad. Last week, Jody Allen, who is the forefront owner of the Blazers and Seahawks, said, which they also earn the Seahawks and also the Blazers. They didn't, like the both teams are not for sale. Obviously, there were some rumors about, I think Bill Gates was interested in Seattle or some other owners.
Phil Knight,
that's right, owner of Nike, interested in buying the Blazers, not the Seahawks. I'm not sure if he's a football fan. Is it a possibility, or do you think the Allen Trust group are going to stick with these two teams for a long time?
I think for a little bit, I think there was this idea, you know, so little preface on that, you know, Jody Allen is the sister, I believe, of former owner Paul Allen, who died about a year ago.
Correct.
So she inherited the franchises. You know, so I think there was just an idea. Usually when something like that happens, you know, it gets, you know, willed or, you know, to somebody else, that, you know, idea that they're just going to cash it in and sell it. But, you know, she says, no. She kind of wants to see it. I don't know if it's a long term, but, you know, at least for the present, kind of wants to oversee the operations for both the Seahawks and the Blazers. Like, in other words, basically, we know Phil Knight can write you a blank check for a lot of money. So she's kind of taking a chance, you know, that Blazers will be worth just as much or more in the near future.
Phil Knight, he should start a Seattle basketball team.
There's a big push, you know, that will be the next, I believe, franchise. You know, because here's what people got to remember. When Seattle moved to Oklahoma City years ago, the name Sonics stayed because the idea is that they will, you know, get another team. That time, the city of Seattle was not willing to build another arena. But we know now that the Seattle Kraken hockey team is there and they build an arena, that it's really just a matter of time before another franchise comes to the Northwest. Which is great, because if you know, Portland's kind of isolated up there, Santiago. Yeah, they really don't have, you know, that rivalry because there's no one really close to them. So it'd be great to get another team up there.
Pacific Northwest, Seattle, which a team that went to the finals against the Chicago Bulls back in 1996. They moved to Oklahoma City. Of course, that's where Kevin Durant and Westbrook and Ibaka went started. So actually, hold on. Durant did play in Seattle. He was there for a season.
Yeah, one year. He was the only one of those guys to play in the Seattle. And Westbrook and, you know, Ibaka were drafted the next year in Oklahoma City.
OKCOG. All right. Breaking news. Well, not breaking news, about half an hour. Actually, an hour. The Walter Penner family, who owns the Broncos, has included former Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice part of their ownership group.
Yeah, I saw that. That was exciting. I'm a, you know, big fan of hers. You know, I think it had, you know, some minority interest, and, you know, and obviously an avid football fan. So, yeah, I'm sure it's a very minority stake, but you get that namesake in it. It's some good PR.
They said in the statement, she is the daughter of a football coach and served on the inaugural college football playoff committee. She moved to Denver. She's a Denver resident. And she was 12 years old. Oh, when she was 12 years old, not now. I'm not sure where she lives. And went to attend of the University of Denver. So she's not foreign to the city of Denver.
No. A huge football fan. Yeah, like people don't know, when college football started years ago, she was one of the people delegated to cast the playoff members. So, yeah, big football fan, big football. You know, I think she's got roots, though, I feel like, in the Ohio area, because I feel like she grew up being either a Browns or Bengals fan. I can't remember. But, this is a big football person. So, exciting, you know.
We'll see if
he changes for the Broncos.
We'll see if she'll be joining Russell Westbrook. Russell Westbrook. Russell Wilson and those Avalanche games.
We'll see, yeah.
Or the Denver Nuggets games, because, I mean, apparently he goes there too.
Yeah, well, Championship City. And for those really into big sports, niche sports, the Colorado Mammoths of the National Lacrosse League were also champions this year. So Championship City down in Denver. So
it's becoming like Tampa.
Yeah, Tampa's hard to keep up with. Yeah.
Anyways, we'll talk about a little bit more about Tom Brady and the Bucks a little bit later. Actually, not much news on that. All right, so last week, Ryan did want to touch on this subject segment about college football. They're expanding. Big Ten is, you know, beefing up with UCLA and USC, SEC as well. But USC and UCLA announced they will be leaving the Pac-12 for the Big Ten. Seemingly, this was a response to the SEC adding Texas and Oklahoma in 2021. The conference wanted to keep up with the SEC. Meanwhile, the two LA schools wanted to be in a better position long term. Ron, your thoughts? Lincoln Riley coaches for USC, Chip Kelly for UCLA. Do you think this is good for the game?
Yeah, well, you had a power in each sport. So you had a power in football in USC, and you had a power in basketball in UCLA. And I'm not saying UCLA isn't good at football and USC isn't good at basketball. They are. But the iconic brands in each of those sports. And then, you know, there's no good way of saying it. You know, Pac-12 is lacking in money. They have a terrible TV deal. They're looking to re-up it, and I think that, you know, looking at the alternatives of how much money those two schools can make by going to the Big Ten, it's drastic. You know, I mean, we're talking, they're going to probably get a $100 million check right off the bat just for joining, and that's nothing they would be able to get from the Pac-12. So, huge financial news. I mean, I think there was such reaction right away that I think everybody thought, you know, within a week, the whole landscape would completely change again. But nothing really has, there's been no solid news since then. You know, we hear rumors. Like, there's this rumor about, you know, Florida State, Clemson, North Carolina, Virginia joining the SEC. That was all, all rumors that just people were just starting. That's not happening right now. So, but this is huge news, like you said, for, it's an arms race. Big Ten trying to keep up with the SEC. I mean, by, you know, maybe a couple of years, you'll see probably down to 2 to 3 main Power 5 conferences. You know, what's it mean for the outlying schools, like Oregon State, Washington State, Oklahoma State, Kansas. You know, some of these schools that could be left out in the wayside.
And the one team I don't think Ryan mentioned for this is Oregon Ducks. Big question mark down. Now the biggest team in the Pac-12. Phil Knight, as we mentioned earlier, said that they should either join the SEC or the Big Ten. Should Oregon make a move, or should they stick with the Pac-12 and be loyal?
Well, they're sticking at the Pac-12 because they haven't been invited anywhere. I think they're just waiting for an invite. I think they're hoping if they keep talking about it, that they'll get that invoice. But it doesn't look like it's coming, you know, so at least right now.
The Big 12, another team that is expanding, are getting Cincinnati, Houston, and UCF. Notre Dame, another big mystery. They're not joining anyone yet. But they've been staying independent for a while. I've been saying they're going to stay independent. They're not going to join a conference. Ryan, your thoughts? Should they join a conference, or being independent is the path of winning?
They're going to go wherever. If they can still keep independence and make it to the playoffs, they're going to stay independent. If it takes them joining a conference, they're going to join. And you got that along with, you know, being able to get as much money from NBC as they get from if they would join the Big Ten or the ACC or whatever, or the SEC. So those are the two factors right now. They got a big payday from NBC, and they can still make the playoffs. So until those two things change, they're going to stay independent.
But their playoff performances haven't been so rosy, hasn't it?
Yeah, but they make it. As long as they make it, you get that payday. You know, we don't, you know, it is what it is.
And yes, they do have a big fat contract with NBC. And I'm sure you can watch it on Peacock, right?
Yeah, I think now they'll take one to the lower. So if people, you know, all their home games are on NBC. Maybe two. Games are exclusively just on the Peacock network as NBC tries to push their streaming platform.
All right. So here is the odds, the Vegas odds, Ryan, for the next school to accept an invitation from the SEC. First one is Clemson, +250, Florida State, +250, Miami, then Louisville, Baylor, Oklahoma State, and Cincinnati. which of these teams make the most sense to join the SEC?
I want to say Baylor.
Really? Why?
Cause I think down in Texas, I think they're a big brand. I think they're growing. And now you got Texas and Texas A&M, I think they're the biggest brand. That's just kind of my logic on that. I don't know. There'll probably be other best, but I like that.
Why not Clemson? Why not Florida State?
Clemson I like too. Florida State, I don't know. Maybe that's probably my preference if Florida State doesn't go as a Gator fan, but it's probably inevitable. Clemson, yes, they work themselves as a IC school already. It'd probably be a seamless transition, but I just think Baylor, they're just good in both sports right now.
Ryan knows sports except tennis. I trust him with his instinct. Here's another list. Next school to accept an invitation from the Big Ten. First, of course, is Notre Dame, as we spoke before. Oregon Ducks, Washington, Kansas, Cincinnati, North Carolina, Arizona, Duke, Oklahoma State, Stanford, Syracuse, and California. Which of these makes sense to join the Big Ten, Ryan Christo?
The Big Ten, Notre Dame, but
we don't think no matter how much money they offer up front, I don't think they'll join.
What was that list again? Sorry.
Notre Dame, Oregon, Washington, Kansas, Cincinnati, North Carolina, Arizona, Duke, Oklahoma State, Stanford, Syracuse, and California.
Oregon, Washington. I think like I said, I have been invited, but I think it's only a matter of time before they get invited, because now you're invited. So you got your two teams from Cal, Southern Cal, now you got your two teams from the Northwest. They're big brands. They carry a lot of weight.
And with Ty Turner, he's not set a preference. He's not said anything about joining or leaving.
Yeah, no one knows. I mean, right now, I think as an Oregon fan, they're in a really good position. They're kind of killing it recruiting wise, so they're good. You go into the Big Ten, which is good for people who are invested and can make a lot of money. But you're going to lower your chances to win a lot of games though, because you're playing a much stiffer competition.
As we see, there'll be a decrement or there'll be a decrease of the power conferences. Will it go from 5 to 3 or 5 to 2? What do you think? How will this thing mold up?
I think it'll be 5 or 2. Obviously, it'll be your Big Ten, your ICC, and then I don't know if it's going. And I think the ACC and SEC will kind of swallow each other up. I'm going to say 3. I think the Big 12 survives, kind of with a combination of the leftovers from the Pac-10, Pac-12. So I think it'll be the SEC, Big 10, and Big 12.
Three super conferences.
Yeah.
Well, there you have it. Ryan Christo, anything else on college football that you want to discuss? Oh, how about Miami taking your Florida recruit?
Yeah, it was tough news. It was kind of a bad week or two for Florida recruiting, but they had a great week last week. They flipped the quarterback from Penn State, a local guy. So it added, a couple other 4-stars. So, they're doing okay. So, Miami and Florida are both killing it on the recruiting trail. Florida State's a little bit behind, but I'm sure they'll catch a wave here sooner or later too. Still a lot of time left in this cycle. So,
which was Jaden Rashada, of course, Mario Cristobal, the master recruiter, I call him, is flexing his muscles in Miami.
Yes, he is.
And he's definitely doing it in the South, so things should be quite interesting what happens next. Another exciting news from last night, Wayne Rooney, former England captain and Manchester United soccer star, will be coaching DC United MLS soccer team. Huge news. It was really buzzing on Twitter yesterday. Your thoughts, Ryan? I mean, of course, you watch some MLS. I know you're a Rochester Rhino fan, but what are your thoughts over this move by DC United?
Well, after watching 5 minutes of DC United losing 7-0 to Philadelphia the other night, I definitely needed some fresh life into that team. So, and then obviously Rooney has some history there, you know, former player for DC United. So, I think obviously whenever you're at an icon to your organization, it's never a bad deal. I don't know how good of a manager he'll be, but he'll add some fan favor to a really bad team right now.
Yeah, that 7-0 probably provoked them to hire Wayne Rooney. He has coached and played for Derby County, which was his previous employer. Did well, actually. Second division wasn't in the first division of the Premier League, but it is going to be a good elevated and things like that. But anyways, we are out of time. Ryan Krista,
yeah.
What is the best way to reach you online?
Mad Dog Report on Twitter is probably the best way to keep up. You know, again, exciting news in the NBA, college football season is close. We're 1 week away from they call it talking season, Santiago, and that's where SEC heads down to this year, Atlanta, Georgia, for media days.
That's exciting. We also got the ML Major League Baseball All-Star Game next week in Los Angeles. Looking forward to it. A few all-star lineup changes, but it's okay. You can reach us at thesportscast.net or thesportscast1 on Twitter and Instagram. Ryan, it was a quick day, but you know something? We'll probably have you on because the NFL preseason's coming up.
Absolutely, San Diego. It is good to talk to you, and it's good to talk to everybody else. God bless.
And this was your update.